Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the program. I am fumbling here. I am so excited about today. Welcome to the program, everyone. Being a parent is the hardest job you will ever have. Progressive Parenting understands this and wants you to know that you are not alone. My name is Gina Kirby, and I am your humble host. I am not a parenting expert, but as a doula, childbirth educator, Lola Chilig International Breastfeeding Peer Counselor, and concerned parent of four children, I understand the difficulties involved with parenthood. So every week, I invite doctors, nurses, family workers, authors, and experts from different fields to answer your parenting questions. Well, because this is a progressive talk show, we will broach topics and air opinions that you as a parent might not otherwise hear about through the mainstream media. The mission of progressive parenting is to inform, not to preach, to share, not advise, and to connect, not alienate. Progressive Parenting Radio is a listener-funded program. If you enjoy the information that we bring to you, please consider donating what you can. Send PayPal donations to paypal.me/radio donation. Progressive Parenting Radio has been broadcasting for over 10 years, bringing quality information to listeners like you. We would like to thank you, listeners, and our sponsors, Doula Trainings International, the fine folks at bubblemia.com, and our supporters who send us $1 here, $10 there, $5 there. Everything makes a difference, and we appreciate what you give. The number to call in during the program today is 347-850-1642. That number again is 347-850-1642. If you'd like to ask a question or make a comment, please press 1, and it will alert our producer that you have something to say. I am very excited about today's topic and my guest. Today's guest is Bradley Bethel. Bradley studied writing at The Ohio State University and earned a master's degree in education from the University of Toledo. After working as a teacher and literacy specialist for 6 years, he began a new career in documentary filmmaking and received training at Duke University Center for Documentary Studies. He directed the documentary feature Unverified, The Untold Story Behind the UNC Scandal, and he produced documentary short Radioactive Veteran, both of which played at multiple film festivals in 2016. And in 2015, Bradley and his spouse had their first child at a birth center where they were assisted by midwives. He and his family live in Mebane, North Carolina, and I am excited to have him on the show right now, and hopefully I can get him on now. Hey, Bradley, are you there?
Here I am.
Hi.
I am here. Thanks for having me.
Excited to have you on. So a lot of people, so I'm a doula, and I'm in all of these forums on Facebook, and everyone has been sharing the last partera, or the last partera, as we would say at our house, but the last partera documentary.
Yes.
Everybody's sharing it. Everybody's like, when is this coming out? I want to know more. When can we see it? And I was like, you know what? Maybe I should call this person up and let's have a discussion about it and answer all of these questions. So I know that you studied on, you know, making documentaries, but what made you want to make this particular documentary? And what's it about for our listeners who maybe are not in the know?
Sure, sure. Well, thanks again for having me. I'm really excited to talk about it. And we, the whole production team on the film has just been like blown away by the interest and enthusiasm that the midwifery doula community around the world really has been showing for the film. It's really exciting for us. I got involved. So the one of the directors, Ned Phillips, is my filmmaking partner, and he was traveling in Costa Rica. He was visiting Costa Rica a couple years ago, or about a year and a half ago, and just happened to meet, while he was there, he met this, first he met this American nurse midwife, Rebecca Turecki, who's been doing some great work. She's been living in Costa Rica for over 20 years, and she's been providing personalized maternity care to women in Costa Rica for a number of years now. She's doing really great work there. And he met her, and then she told him all about Doña Miriam, who is sort of the star of our story. She's a 95-year-old midwife. She has been assisting with births since she was 15 years old, so for 80
wow.
years now. And she's the last traditional midwife in this region of Costa Rica. And, you know, and so as a result of the scarcity of midwives, as well as sort of the standardization of maternity care there, women there don't really have access to quality maternity care. And so that's what Rebecca Turecki has been working with the women there. There's sort of a new generation of women rising up to fight for their right to how they have birth, the choice in how they have birth, and in general their right to quality maternity care. So now how I got involved was my partner Ned came back, and my wife was about 8 months pregnant when Ned came back and told me about this. And we, when we got pregnant, we, you know, talked about it, and we decided we wanted to work with midwives and get a doula, work with a doula also. And we just had such a positive experience. We went to the Women's Birth and Wellness Center in Carrboro, North Carolina, and they were fantastic, and our doula was fantastic. And I think, I know I can say for Tracy, my wife, she felt very empowered. And even I, as the dad, as the partner, I felt empowered. I felt so much more knowledgeable about how we, the family, could make our choices, make choices for how we were going to birth our child. And so it was that positive experience that I had with midwives and a doula, and then also lactation consultants, that really made me interested in this film. And so I said, Ned, I want to be involved in any way you want. And Ned then put together a team, including very talented director Victoria Bulubasis, another producer, Pilar Tempan. And so the four of us came together. We recently brought on another co-producer, and as a team, we're really committed to telling this story as a story about women being empowered, empowering each other, and fighting for their right to choose how they give birth.
So powerful. The pictures that I've seen so far, I mean, some of the film that I've seen so far is so stunning. Oh my God, Costa Rica is so gorgeous. So visually,
yeah, definitely helps that Costa Rica is so beautiful. The story is powerful, and the scenery is beautiful, for sure.
Oh, for sure. So it's like already a feast for the eyes, but it's going to touch on a lot of things that I think a lot of women in the United States can relate to. I mean, it's hard to get good maternity care even in, you know, major cities. So I think this is a good. I think people are going to really understand it on a lot of different levels. For sure. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Well, I was just going to say, and I think too that sometimes, you know, this is an issue that even in the U.S., I mean, we see like the cesarean, the C-section rate going up, and you know, we see in a lot of rural, and even in urban areas, really areas all over our country. Access to quality maternity care isn't where it needs to be, and so it's an issue that we are facing here. And I think sometimes seeing it in another place other than our own actually makes us look at our own situation even more carefully. And so I think when people watch this story, I think we all on the production team hope that it will challenge viewers to think more about how maternity care is provided here in the U.S. and around the world. Our story is a Costa Rican story, but it's a story that is universally relevant. I lost you. Technology sometimes. I'm going to call back. I don't know if you can hear me, but I can't hear you, so I'm going to call back.
All right. Well, that was fun. I got disconnected from my own program. Hopefully my guest is still here. If not, I hope that he will call back in. Thank you for hanging on here, everybody. Every once in a while, Skype will do that, and my call will get dropped. So I encourage you to go ahead and call back in. I noticed, too, like right when we were when I got disconnected, that someone was calling in. So I was about to answer their call, and then I was disconnected. So that's never any fun. I'm going to go ahead and let my guests know to go ahead and call back in. Got disconnected. So hopefully he'll call back and we can get back to where we're at. So what we were talking about, oh, here we go. Do-do-do-do. Hey, Bradley, is that you?
Hey, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
technology.
Sorry about that. I got disconnected, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, here I am. I'm back. I don't know.
I know where we were at.
I don't know what the last thing. Yeah. That's okay. That's okay. I think I was just. Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying there's some people in, I think, in Alabama that could be watching this and go, oh my gosh, I am having the exact same situation here in an industrialized nation where we spend more money per birth than any other country in the world, and I am getting the same crappy outcome. What is going on in our country?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. There's a lot going on in Alabama right now.
Well, regardless of whatever country you're living in, I think maternity care and maternal mortality and infant mortality really needs to be looked at. It's terrible if you're in a third world country, and it's cruddy if you live here. and I think it's something that your movie is really going to help shine a light on, where people start understanding, like, oh my gosh, we really need to make a change here. We need to start putting maternity care first. I mean, this is the first day of the rest of your life. Are you still there? Oh, technology, please be my friend. Hello. Oh, such an important topic too. All right, well, maybe we'll see if the phones are working. Have you guys give us a call with any stories that you want to share about using a midwife. Our phone number is 347-850-1642. That number again is 347-850-1642. Call in and let us know if you used a midwife for your last birth. Let's see. He's going to call me back, I think. Maybe it is his phone. Anyways, so, hello? Somebody's there. So what we're talking about is a documentary, if you just joined us right now, that was done in Costa Rica with a 95-year-old midwife who has been passing on her wisdom of her craft to a new generation for many years. And Bradley was there to do the documentary. So are you back? Hello?
I'm back.
Okay, good.
Hello.
<So good.
laughs> Back again. So, all right, let's do this. Yes.
What are some of the things that you found in Costa Rica that that we might relate to here regarding maternity care?
Well, I should say Ned and Victoria and Ned, the directors, they spent a month there filming,
okay.
And I haven't yet gotten to go myself, but of course I'm
okay.
I'm following everything they're doing. But I think that what they found, I mean, what we were kind of talking about is that that there's the challenge that the women in this, especially in this particular region of Costa Rica, the Tierra Valley, the challenge you're facing is that the country's healthcare system, you know, has standardized maternity care to the point of denying women choice in how they give birth, and so women, but again, women here face this too. I mean, there's a reason that my wife and I decided to go with midwives in a birth center is because so often you go in and you get 5, 10, maybe 15 minutes with a doctor, as opposed to when you go and you see a midwife, you get her full attention, you get 45 minutes, you get whatever it takes, you know. And so these women in Costa Rica, they're faced with a choice of, okay, do I go to the standard the standard hospital where I can get the standardized care, and it's not going to be very personalized. It's I'm going to be treated as kind of just a number, or do I try to find someone who can help me with a home birth? Because there really aren't there aren't birth centers. There's no freestanding birth center in Costa Rica. One of Rebecca Turecki's goals is to open Costa Rica's first freestanding birth centers to provide better maternity care. Yes, that and you know, we're kind of part of the film is sort of tracking her and the women she's working with, the progress toward hopefully doing that. They recently opened a women's center where they provide a lot of education and support groups, and they're doing really great work, and hopefully they'll eventually be able to open a full birth center. Yeah, that's that. The challenge is again for the women there. Do I choose this option where I'm not going to get personalized care, or do I try to find somebody who can help me with a home birth? And even in, but that is such a challenge because, as I said, the last Doña Miriam is the last traditional midwife in the Turriabla Valley, and there's Rebecca who's there. But she's only one person herself, and she's, you know, all over the valley as well as San Jose. And so that's why what, you know, her other goal really is to empower other women to find ways. There's one other woman who we got to interview who took some classes with Rebecca and is now inspired to pursue becoming a midwife herself. So we're also watching potentially a new generation of midwives rising up. And so our film, we hope to kind of follow this progress and follow the way that the women of the region there and of the country are rising up to demand and to provide quality maternity care.
Well, that's where I think the change is going to come from. It's consumerism. I mean, the consumers are going to have to be the ones that make the change. I think if it was up to midwives and doulas to make the change, it would have happened by now. I think major changes that happen because consumers demand it. It wasn't too long ago.
Absolutely.
The day I was born, my father wasn't, quote, allowed, end quote, in the room. When I was born, they didn't do that. And so, you know, he had to do the old fashioned pacing the hallway kind of thing, when I was being born.
Yeah.
And then 8 years or 7 years later, after a lot of consumers had said, this is BS, I want my partner in the room with me, father's partners were finally allowed to be in the room. So he was there for the birth of my sister. And it wasn't because doulas and midwives were planning marches. It was because the consumers said, This is madness. I want my partner with me. And
exactly.
Really hope that the consumers will be the ones, but they have to be because nobody else is going to do it. Consumers are going to have to be the ones who can say, this is wrong. I shouldn't have to make these decisions. I shouldn't have to choose to have my baby at home all by myself without a midwife because I can't find one who will offer me what I want.
Mm-hmm.
That's just madness. Or any other pick one of these things that happens. It should be happening in 2017.
And the other point I should make too is some great progress is at least one of the hospitals down there has actually expressed interest in working with Rebecca to improve the care that they provide, and so we're hoping to document that also. And I wanted to bring that up because I think it's really important that our project, you know, we don't want to in any way demonize hospitals or set this up as a sort of us versus them, midwives versus hospitals thing. It's not about that at all. And in fact, the woman I mentioned earlier who took some classes with Rebecca and now wants to become a midwife, she's currently a nurse at a hospital. And so there are people within the hospitals who really want to improve the care that they provide, and they're hungry for ways to do that, and they're hungry to learn ways to do that. And so, again, it's not about midwives versus hospitals or anything like that. It's really about just finding ways to provide access, finding ways to empower women to know that they can demand that kind of care, and then working with medical professionals in whatever role they might be in to educate them and help them provide that care that women, that families need.
It makes me so happy to hear, though, too, because there's no way that anything will change if it isn't us against them situation. It should just be like, what else can we do for women and babies?
Yeah, exactly.
What more can
exactly.
we do for women and babies? That's fantastic. So people are dying to watch this. What do we have to do to get in front of this film? When is it going to happen? Do we help? What can I do? People are already asking me, like, where do we send money? Like, what do we do?
That's wonderful. So we need to go back. We need to do some more filming because, like I said, there's all this stuff happening on the ground. There's all this momentum that's going on, and we want to capture that in order to tell the best story possible and to really make this film as powerful as it can be. So we are going to be launching a crowdfunding campaign within the next couple weeks. We don't have an exact date because we're ironing out all the details right now, but it should be sometime within the next couple of weeks. We need to raise a minimum of $26,600. People's donations will be tax deductible because we have something called fiscal sponsorship, which allows contributions to be tax deductible. And so that's the minimum that we need, is to raise that $26,000. That will help us get back to Costa Rica for a month, do the filming that we need to do. By the way, it's not going to be it's not going to be vacation in Costa Rica. It's great of a spot of Costa Rica is for vacation. It will be a month of hard work filming, pursuing the stories that we need to pursue, getting those stories on film. So we need to go there to cover our travel, our expenses, as well as some equipment that we need, and help us get the film to the next stage, and so that we can then start really working on it, the editing this summer. So we'll definitely be posting that, our crowdfunding campaign, on our social media, on Facebook, on Twitter, Instagram, and when we have that launched in the next couple of weeks. And we would be so appreciative for the support. And we really, from the beginning, we wanted this project to connect with women, with midwives, with doulas, with anyone out there who has the feminist belief that women have a right to make their own decisions for their bodies, for their health. I mean, it's you know, this film is like, you know, it's about midwifery and it's about maternity care, but it's really about women's rights and women's health. And so we want to connect with those people. We want to bring people like on this journey with us, you know? And so the support that we get, like we see you all as partners with us, you know, in going on this journey. So what we've been seeing on social media already, the people talking about it on Facebook has been so positive and is so encouraging to us. And we're really looking forward. We've been already getting great emails and from people about how excited they are. And we're excited to continue connecting with you all, the people who will support this project and really make this project possible.
There might be somebody here right now. Hold on one second. Hi, caller. You're live on the air. Did you have a comment or a question? Hello? Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and put you on mute. And if you have a question, just hit one and I'll go ahead and answer the phone. We have a lot of people who are just calling in to listen and don't really want to talk. They're like, oh my gosh, somebody just answered the phone. Can I try this one? Try this one right here because it does have a question mark. So we might have a comment or a question. Hi, caller, you're live on the air. Do you have a comment or a question for us? No.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
I'm Conga from Virginia.
Where's that?
Oh, wow.
Virginia?
Oh, United Virginia. States? I heard Sinya. I have no idea why. I know where Virginia is.
Virginia, yes.
Do you have a comment or a question?
I do. I love every single thing about this call.
Well, thank you.
It's like tingling all over, and this is so passionate to me. I'm a birth doula and have been for about 16 years, and so this is just like right up my alley. Mm. I have this huge dream to do pretty much what you were already doing, to go and help women all over the world. And I just wanted to say to you, for one, two, how do I work with you? I absolutely love what you were doing. I've had 4 babies of my own. I've had 2 with a doctor.
Oh, wow.
And then never again. And my 3rd, I had midwives, and it was a fantastic experience. It was a pain-free birth and amazing. And my last one, I chose to do midwives again and do a home birth. And so it was my best birth yet, and I want to be able to help women experience that same thing, to know that they do have that choice, that they can leave a practitioner if they have any red flags, anything like that. Don't be afraid to use your voice and run. run to that care provider that is going to give you what you need.
Thank you for the service you're providing. Was I talking over somebody? Sorry.
No, that's okay. Oh, I just wanted to know who we're talking to.
Oh, sorry. My name is Mandy.
Hey, Mandy, I have something to share with you real quick.
Okay.
I'm just going to read this to you. If anyone here is interested in a volunteer doula opportunity in Costa Rica, please email me at kirstenmail@me.com. I am working on coordinating some volunteer doulas to work with an absolutely amazing organization serving an incredibly underserved population of women here. Room and meals are provided. Feel free to share my information, which I just did, with others who may be interested as well. So you can go ahead and go to Progressive Parenting Radio on Facebook, and I will post that email and that post. And if you want to go to Costa Rica, I encourage you to get a hold of Kirsten.
Heck yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's great.
To be able to do that. I want to open birth centers not only here in the United States but all over the world.
Woo!
That's fantastic, and it's needed. It's definitely needed all over the world. So, yeah, thank you for your passion and for what you're providing to women right now already.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Mandy. Thanks for calling in. Awesome. Well, that's fantastic. Yeah, and I almost forgot about that until she said she wanted to go somewhere or go with you. And I was like, I know where you can go.
Yeah, that is great. And she's not the first who's contacted us either about this, wanting to know how can they go to Costa Rica. So we've already said we need to make sure we have an answer for that. So hopefully, I'm hoping sometime soon we can have something on our website also that kind of provides that kind of information. I'll have to get that information from you also, but there seems to be such an interest in this now that we want to make sure we're also helping and directing women in the right place so they can chase their noble dreams like what Mandy has there.
Exactly. And I wanted to share with our listeners, you can go to, and correct me if I'm wrong here, southerndocumentaryfund.org. This is where I found you guys. Okay, I'm going to make sure I'm sending money to the right place.
That's right.
southerndocumentaryfund.org /support. That's where I went. You guys can go there too. I went ahead and put a link to that in our Facebook page, Progressive Parenting Radio. And so if you ever need to find it and you can't find it anywhere, it's right there. And I also went ahead and put a link to the gal who's putting stuff together in Costa Rica, which is I can think of a lot worse places you could do doula work.
yeah, exactly. And you know, it's a good point though, because Costa Rica is one place, but this need is all over the world, and so I hope that this film will inspire people around the world and inspire people not just to, you know, want to support the women in Costa Rica, but wherever, Africa, the rest of Latin America. I mean, this is an issue that really is universal. And so and here at home, even here in the U.S.,
yeah, absolutely.
I think look for those opportunities to support quality maternity care wherever it's needed.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing, too, is I think a lot of people might be really surprised that we need help here badly.
Mm-hmm.
There are groups out there that are trying to make a difference in areas where you're like, I can't believe that I'm in the United States.
Right.
And it might be shocking for people. My hometown, Fresno, California, we actually have a Save the Children there. And I think that might be shocking to some people. Like, wait a minute, I thought Save the Children was only in places that were impoverished or third world. And it is. But third world impoverishment is alive and well in Fresno, California. And so you don't have to, you know, travel the globe to go somewhere where help is needed, definitely, and make a difference locally if you wanted to. I'm not trying to keep people from traveling, because traveling is good for you. Think about making a difference here in the United States. I mean, the maternal mortality rate in some places is just, it's madness. In Laredo, Texas, they've reached a 90% C-section rate, which I think will blow away a lot of people. People like Jenny Joseph, she's a British-trained midwife and a women's health advocate, and she's the founder and executive director of Common Sense Childbirth, the creator of, it's called the JJ Way. She's lived here in the United States in Central Florida and is trying to make a big impact there on maternal mortality and Black infant mortality. If you're a Black woman in the United States, your chances of dying are 50% higher than your white neighbor. Yeah, there's a lot to be done internationally and here at home. And she's trying to make a difference with trying to get Medicaid to cover doula care so that everyone can have a doula and not just people who can afford it. Because
that would
you
be
know,
fantastic.
It makes a big difference, right? Having a
Yeah. And there's actually, I know that right now the U.S. House recently passed a bill, I think it's called Access to Quality Maternity Care Act or something like that. And it's been endorsed by the American College of Nurse Midwives, as well as the physician organization of OBGYNs, and it just needs to go to the Senate now. It's one of those things. It's one of those bills that's like a. Well, I think I can say this on a show called Progressive Parenting. that in this with this conservative Congress that we have, we don't expect much good coming out of, but this seems to be one of those things that is a positive thing, and that Congress passed in January, and it just needs to go to the Senate. So it is an opportunity, I think, for people who are trying to do some activism here in the U.S. to take a look at that and start encouraging their senators, contacting the senator in charge of Health and Human Services Committee, and let's get the U.S. Senate to do something about this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everybody, whether you're Republican or Libertarian or, on the super far left, everybody's been born. And
you're right.
We all have that in common. Everyone came out of somebody else. And I think we can all agree that mothers and children are important. And that absolutely has nothing to do with party lines. So I think that if we word everything correctly, we could make a difference. And we just have to make the decision to get up and make that decision, make the action, do the action that will make the difference. So yeah, thank you for sharing that. That's huge. Yeah, and it shouldn't, and it doesn't have anything to do with politics regarding caring for women when they're giving during the time that they're pregnant and giving birth and afterwards and taking care of our babies. It should have nothing to do with politics.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Ideally. All right. So now we know that we want to send help to southerndocumentaryfund.org/support to watch the rest of this film. What you guys have already put together is just, I seriously like salivating over it. Like, oh my gosh, more please, more. I want to know what happened. More please. Oh my gosh. Just so well done.
Awesome.
Already.
Thank you.
As a documentarian, do you think that you learn more about the topic than anybody else?
Well, by necessity, for sure.
Right?
you know, we all just have to, like, immerse ourselves. And so, I mean, at this point, I'm just, you know, I learned a lot having gone through having my daughter. She's 15 months old, so it wasn't that long ago. And I accompanied my wife to all of her midwife appointments. And so I got to learn a lot through that process. But even now, like, I'm every day just reading articles on midwives and doulas and sort of scanning the internet for what people are talking about. So yeah, I'm immersed in it right now. And the whole production team is immersed in it. And you kind of have to become experts on the topic in order to make the film. And it's fun. I mean, we're all, like I said, we're all really passionate about it, especially, you know, focusing on this as a maternity care issue, but then showing that this is also part of a more general global kind of fight for women's rights and women's health. You know, this is fighting for the right to choose how women give birth, and that's really important. And we want to see that become an important part of the discourse around women's rights and women's health.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for the work that you guys have done, all of you. And I will keep pushing this on the regular because this is such a big deal. I'd love to check back with you guys in a couple months and see how you're doing. And definitely after you get back from Costa Rica, because I know you're going to be able to pull this off. And we'll just keep sharing. Everybody listening,
yes,
please.
Awesome.
For sure, because this is it's a big deal. I love what you're doing. Great documentaries about birth and birth professionals are really hard to find. So make more when you're done with this one, okay?
Well, thank you so much for having us. And we are excited to keep connecting with your listeners and other supporters of the project. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you very much. Thank you to everybody who's listening. I did promise that during this program, I was going to get out a coupon for doulas who are listening to the Cultured Doula Program. If you don't know what the Cultured Doula Program is, it is it's my baby. It is 7 years in the making. We've been working on this for a very long time. Technology has finally caught up to me, and now I can do what I want. Over the years as a doula trainer, traveling all over the world, whether it's South Africa, any place in Canada, or all over the United States, I've found that doulas are missing some things here and there because our training isn't universal. And I thought, how am I going to get all of this learning in front of doulas at a price that's affordable where we don't all have to travel somewhere? So what we've created is the world's biggest birth conference that you can attend in your pajamas. We have over 48 speakers so far, and you're going to be getting 48 different talks, lectures. They're interactive because you can listen live and ask questions with these people who, you know, would otherwise be out of your reach or you would have to fly to. People like Wapio. I know if you are a doula and you're a big birth nerd, you know who that is. She's an amazing midwife from back east. Kristen Piscucci, Hermine Hayes Klein, Robin Lim, Jen Campbell, Jennifer Tao, Leslie Everest, Chrissy Joe Hendricks, Moses Strong Abrazimov, Shannon Mitchell, Tammy Ryan, Dr. Amali Loku Magage, Phyllis Klaus, Jennifer Rue McClellan, Becky Alford, Patrick Hazard, Denise Bold, Mary Grain, Emily Moonbeam Barnum, Kelsey Knight from, of course, the Fifth Vital Sign, Margot Blackstone, Jenny Joseph, who I just mentioned, Kimberly Durden, Stuart Fishbein, Shafia Monroe, Jesse Remmer, Nicole Shapiro, Dr. Elliot Berlin, Jane Austen, Heather Brown, Tina Cassidy, Don Thompson, Maria Pocluta, Amanda Devereaux, Darlene McCauley, Maha Almusa, Demetria Clark. The list goes on and on. I have like 10 more that aren't even on this list. Robin Lim, she's going to be talking at the beginning of March, which is now, March 1st. She'll be talking to us about postpartum. This is just a ridiculous program. And then also on top of everything else, you get the Master Rebozo online certification, which in and of itself has over 50 hours of learning. It's ridiculous. And all of this is $49 a month until 4 o'clock today. That's mountain time. So it's just ridiculous. It's what I've been wanting to do to get all of this information in front of doulas in a supportive, beautiful way. On top of everything else, we have a support group in the actual website at GinaKirby.com where we can talk to each other in forums. We have a safe place. No one's going to be judging you or jumping on you for your ideas. And we're learning in the CDP how to have conversations that are nonviolent communication driven. We're sharing with doulas how to work on their social media, how to work on communication, how to work on empathy. We're talking about, we spent the entire month of February on communication, for crying out loud. So we're doing things that are going to help you with your business and help you with who you are as a person to become a better doula. If you want to be a part of that, then go ahead and use this coupon code until 4 o'clock, and then it's all gone, y'all. The coupon code is Gina Hookup, GenaHookup, all one word. All lowercase, it's going to save you $20 off a month for the rest of the year. And after 4 o'clock, that's all she wrote. The price will go to $75 a month, which is what we've been charging for just our novice Rebozo workshop alone. So take advantage of the Culture Doula program. This is all about love. I want a revolutionary love to happen with doulas, and this is the way to do it. I love you guys. Please, please, please be sure to go to southerndocumentaryfund.org/support. And help out these amazing people making the last partera. Thank you for joining us. And until next time, take care of yourselves and take care of each other.
If I ever do anything right, I wanna be so good. Little light, if I ever wake in the night, I wanna know I tried my best for this little light. Oh, and time will tell, but my heart fell so hard, so there's nothing left but to love it the best that I can, with both my hands holding tight to this little life.
Progressive Parenting is a listener-funded show. No part of this program should be construed as medical advice.